Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
To be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Your family, I want to wish you Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever holiday you celebrate. And we celebrate Christmas. We believe in Christ. We believe in the birth of Christ. We believe that this is what this holiday is all about. Not about how much you can buy somebody or how much they buy you. They get you the right gift. Did you get them the right gift, the right color, what have you? Should be a time of, I don't know, reconnecting with family. That's the whole thing when God sent Christ, so we can reconnect with his family. Anyway, I appreciate you. I know Tammy appreciates you. We appreciate the support you've given us and the time that you've spent with us over the years. We are going to be gone, or I'm going to be gone, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. We'll be back the day after. I've put together some shows. I've put together some segments. I hope you enjoy. I know I've enjoyed them over the past, and some new stuff. And so enjoy. Maybe it's a way for you to get other people to connect with the show. We're not doing any politics over the next 2 days. This is it. This is what you get. Again, I am Joe Messina. God bless you guys. We love you. We care about you. We want to thank you for being loyal supporters. Head over to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. Send me an email, Joe@TheRealSide.com. Joe@TheRealSide.com. God bless. Have a great Christmas. Overeat. Overenjoy your family. And truly, truly have a blessed Christmas. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. Yeah, well, things happen. Always appreciate the time you spend with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being truly part of the solution. And you need to be part of the solution. It's the way we win. I know you hear it from me all the time. And the reason I say it, I'm still getting emails from you guys going, why bother voting? Why bother doing anything? We're going to keep losing. No. Yeah, we're going to keep losing if you don't show up. We're going to keep losing if you don't fight. We're going to keep losing if you really don't truly, truly engage. You don't go into a fight thinking you're going to lose. You don't go into a fight thinking you're, well, maybe. We'll see what happens. If I go into a fight with a let's see what happens, I don't want to be in the fight. And if I got people behind me or beside me, notice we always say behind me. No, got to be beside me. If I got people beside me who can't make up their mind as to whether we can win or not, goodbye. Get out of the way. For me, it's that simple. It isn't that hard. Right? All right. Look at the heartbeat again. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you get involved, that you get engaged. Right? I mean, God, I love this. I love you guys. Will you guys please send me these links before the show starts? Really? I mean, some of this is really great. Anyway, have a little bit of fun with this before Sonia joins us. President Biden received a real hostile welcome from a swing state voters in Pennsylvania during his visit to a bunch of small businesses. He really doesn't get me. I tell you, they're out of touch. They have no idea. They were chanting, "Go home, Joe." One onlooker yelled at the Pennsylvania race president and walked into a bike shop. Said, "You're a loser." Another one yelled, "Hey, loser." you think about this. I mean, I want you to sit on this for a second. Think about seeing this, watching this stuff be broadcast, having it come to the surface, and then you see Donald Trump walk into an event, walk into an establishment. They don't do that. They've never done that. He's never been booed. Gee, I wonder why. It just shows you how out of touch the left is with reality. Joe Messina, your host. Sonia joins me in a minute. Don't go far.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Oh, there we are. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged. That's what you need to do. You need to engage. You need to help us figure out what we're doing. That's a big deal. I mean, seriously, you know what? Otherwise, we're just talking to ourselves. I always appreciate you guys being with me through the show and sending me notes and emails and what have you. But I know what ain't me you're here for. I'm not stupid. Yeah. Tonight, you are here for Sonia Schmidt. Sonia Schmidt joins me as my coast host. Yeah, you're going to help me coast along.
Host.
Oh, God. You know, sometimes the tongue and the lip don't work well together. They kind of seem to be fighting each other.
This time of night for me, nothing's working. This is my bedtime. It was at 6:20. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm 20 minutes behind 99.
Yeah, she's on East Coast time, people. She thinks she's in you know, Boston or something. And
yeah, somebody called me the other night. It was 7:30, and I was in bed. He's like, "You in bed?" Yeah.
No. I always talk like this. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Hey, listen. You heard the last segment, a little bit of it, anyhow. How Joe Biden in his, you know, I guess a home state of Pennsylvania, he got, for all intents and purposes, he got booed, okay? And I don't think we've ever heard this with President Trump. I don't think we ever heard President Trump come out at an event and have them heckle him to leave. We don't love you. There's always screaming that they love him. They're always screaming. I saw a video, oh, God. The other night, somebody sent me a video of when he went to, was it Afghanistan? On Turkey Day to the troops. And I don't know if you saw that, but they knew somebody was coming, but they just didn't know who. He had to fly in under cover of darkness. So Air Force One actually flew in with no lights on, no lights on the runway. All of it was done by, you know, infrared stuff. And when he walked in that place with thousands of soldiers, the place erupted. You couldn't even hear yourself think. Can you see anybody, with the exception of pedophiles, do that for Joe Biden? I said that out loud. I was thinking out of my head. I'm so sorry.
I'm not touching that with a 6-foot.
Well,
president.
He would, you know. I mean, seriously.
Right. With the president, with the current president, I'm not touching.
No, even the videos you saw of him today, you know. That coffee lady. I mean, he right up in her face. It's like, she doesn't know you. She doesn't want anything to do
what?
With you. He went to a coffee shop today. Nobody cared he was there. And I literally mean nobody cared he was there.
Did he announce it ahead of time?
I don't know. But even the people in the place kind of look like, oh, yeah, it's him. All right, yeah.
They're like, who's the old guy?
Hey,
you're not. They don't recognize.
Is that your grandfather that just walked? It looks a little like your grandfather
exactly.
Just walked in over there.
He should have one of those signs that say, "Hello, my name is."
And, oh yeah.
And just put it in so people know, because I can't imagine him walking into some random place like that. Here's the thing about Trump: is he picks and chooses the proper places to walk in, like in UFC tournaments, you know, or well, like you said, the servicemen, people who honor him and believe in him and love him. Joe Biden, he's just going for broke and stopping, you know, what do you call it, a Foot Locker, and hoping he's going to get some attention. Well, that's not. But you know what? It doesn't really matter to the left, because they think they're going to. They know that they're going to win anyhow. They think that they're going to win anyhow. But I would not. I'd keep the guy in the basement. He won the election staying in the basement. Keep him there and call him a day. Don't have these embarrassing moments with him anymore. Stop it. It's wrong.
I mean, just to save face for the country, I'd be willing to let them put a body double in for him. Do you know what I'm saying?
They couldn't find one old enough. I could. I don't know that that's possible.
They could buy one that could shuffle as well, but go ahead.
They had to pull one out of a coffin to do that. So, I don't know. And we're making fun of our president, which is so sad, because can you remember years ago when we revered the office of the president?
Okay, but here's the difference between us and them. We made fun of Ronald Reagan. We made fun of George H.W. and George W., okay? Part of it was just having fun with the office. This guy doesn't leave you any choice but to make fun of him.
No, but they won't do it anyhow. They don't, I guess maybe I don't watch Saturday Night Live anymore, but they might be, I think they have somebody that makes fun of
him. They've taken a couple of shots at him, but not enough, yeah.
But here's the thing, is like, this is very serious. What the country's going, you know, I was just looking at, how the Houthis, the Houthis are poised to strike us and the UK, And, you know, Donald Trump talks about this a lot when he goes to visit, is about how close we are to World War III. And if we do, it's going to be something like we've never seen before. We're talking nuclear weapons. We're talking some real problems here.
Oh, yeah?
We're talking about a war with Iran. So this is not, it's almost like it's funny. And as a comedy writer, would I have a field day with this if I was on a sketch show right now or any fair show that would make fun of both sides? Yeah. But it's like, it's beyond funny now because we're all at risk. I mean, we're all broke. We're all at risk. Unemployment this is not a happy time.
Don't you think?
I mean, seriously.
No, you're right. I mean,
I don't think the left is concerned about competition. They don't. I think they get ticked off when Trump walks to the UFC, walks into the UFC, and everybody gives a standing ovation except for Bill Burr's wife. Did you see that? Bill Burr's the comedian, very very funny guy, but you can never. He leans, I think, possibly right, but you can never tell. And he's got a wife who he's got a pander to. But he's got a black wife. He's a white guy. Got a black wife who hates her some Trump, right? So he walks into the UFC competition. Everyone's cheering, but they get a picture of her flipping him the bird.
Ooh.
And, it was ugly. And I know, you know, from watching Bill Burr's comedy over the years as I have, I know he's going to make funny of it. But it's almost like, dude.
Every single headline about Trump, you know, I got home after doing some stuff, actually with you today, and I'm kind of perusing stories, and I'm looking at these, and, you know, we're back at the same thing, where Trump will lock up his challengers. Gee, I wonder who's doing that. Will, you know, go after his challenger, his political challengers, that the new Trump team that he's putting together, we don't even know what that is. Right, there'll be a threat to liberty and freedom. I think, wow, you really? You guys got to go for a break.
Yes.
So I get my blood
pressure. I have a question about that when we get back. But.
Please do. You're right.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. A landmark case accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza moves into a second day before the International Criminal Court of Justice. The U.S. State Department not moving off its support of Israel in the case.
The allegations that Israel is committing genocide are unfounded.
State Department spokesman Vedant Patel, South Africa is presenting its case against Israel before the Global Criminal Court. Israel set to address the court today. U.S. and British forces reportedly working together on military strikes against Houthi rebel targets in Yemen this week. U.S. government officials characterized these actions as retaliatory, saying this comes after months of attacks by the Iranian-backed militia on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. There are multiple locations included in the U.S. and British target packages. Details about the death or injury of combatants, unknown. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Go ahead. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you got to get informed. This is where it starts. It starts with you getting informed, knowing what's going on, and then doing something with that information. Because a lot of you... All right, I'll say some of you, because a lot of you hate when I do the broad brush stuff. Anyway, when I do the broad brush stuff. And the reality is, look, this isn't that hard to do. Just get informed. Make sure you have a clue as to what's going on. Sody Smith joins me. She always has a clue. She's going to shake her head now. But yeah, you do.
It's not easy for everybody. You've been doing this for a long time. No, I'm just saying you have a lot of experience expressing your views, why you believe what you do. Most Americans have been shut down for a long time. And we don't even know what to say to our families, let alone how to change the world. So here's what I'm going to propose. I think people in your chat room or in your emails should offer a suggestion or a question about how to do it. Say they're informed, like you say. Get informed. Okay, but I don't think that gives everybody... Everybody is not courageous. Everybody doesn't know what to do after that. And I think it's okay for people to maybe ask the question and they go, okay, this is my passion. It's a transgenderism, for children or the upcoming election, and on your whatever page you have, I'm not social, so I don't know any of those pages, but if people can start a dialogue within each other about what they're doing or what they can do, I think you might get a more productive audience in terms of doing stuff. I know, that's just my suggestion, because I can get all informed all I want, but if I face the average person who's opposing me, my personality comes into play. So,
well, I think it, but it's like, it's like anything else. First of all, if you really feel like there's a problem with, education, a water, or the city council, then you reach out, you check out where it's happening in your town. Every town or city has city council or town council meetings. They usually at least twice a month, if not more. Uh-huh. Same thing with water boards and school boards and what have you. The only place I discount that argument is, let me see, if I was trying to figure out how I'm going to get me a set of Taylor Swift tickets, and I heard they were all sold out, but I'm really gung-ho for it.
Nobody's
I'm going to beat meat to find out.
Nobody's what? Calling you names when you
Who's
go.
Who's calling who?
Except what? For us.
Yeah.
Nobody's calling. If you're going out to get a Taylor Swift, we're going to call you names.
That's right.
But if you want to go up against the powers that be and the voices that are shedding people, their cancel culture bosses and people, other parents and other, you have to have an amazing amount of courage. Yes, that's what we need. We all need to be Joe Messina, but we all ain't Joe Messina. So I think that a little bit of encouragement, other than to say, just get out there and do it, I agree with you. That is a tactic. But I think that there's a lot of people. That's why you see the same people at your school board meetings and at rallies. And it's the same as the usual suspects, because those are the people who are willing to step out. But
But let's go back to your school board thing. You're... What's really funny about that is when it shakes out, you're right. The same people keep showing up because those are the more stronger, convicted yep. ones, if you would. When something hits the fan, you'll get 20, 30, 40, 50
yes, but
of these moms or dads show up. And then my complaint they give me is, well, we've been to three meetings. Nothing changed. It's like, really?
Well, no, I get that, too, because they don't understand how the process works. Hmm. But you don't want to wait until crap gets so bad that now you get some additional people other than the usual suspect. I think that what you're doing on your show every night you're informing people. So if they watch your show, they can start to get a clue. And if they do some research, they can get more information. But I think there's another step, and that's having the courage and the understanding of where to put that knowledge. When I used to, and we met at a tea party rally, where I was
not
speaking.
A cheap party rally, but a tea party rally. Yeah, thank you. Don't take it out. We're good.
I talk like a 14-year-old because I have a retainer. But I did that only because I'm on the courageous side. I'm not a Jonathan, but I'm on the courageous side to a certain extent. But people kept coming up to me at these rallies and these meetings that I would go to, and they would say how courageous I was, and I didn't understand what they were talking about. Until I did. until the left turned on me and I got kicked out of my job. And there's a lot at risk with your family, your job, your whatever. So if you're not willing to take that risk, well, you're not helping.
Okay, but what makes you take that? You know, I remember having a discussion with a young man who wanted to talk about relationships and that kind of stuff. And he, at one point, he said to me, no, I would take a bullet for my girl, my girlfriend. And I said, you've been living together for what, 3 or 4 years? Yeah. You tell me you love her.
She won't marry her?
And I said, you'll take a bullet for her, but you won't sign a piece of paper for her.
Yeah, but I said, you won't marry her, but you'll take a bullet.
I said, you won't. You wouldn't take a bullet for her. Because
exactly.
You're so afraid of what, losing money, losing half the house, whatever? Really?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. We all understand the problems. We all understand what's at risk for the nation. But I think that to a certain degree, we expect other people to take care of it for us. We won't even talk against our family. We won't even bring these topics up to our family because it gets so ugly. So I think that there's an encouragement that people, you need to open up a Facebook page or something so people can, like.
I've had several Facebook pages. The problem is they keep yanking them down.
I know.
And so it's kind of like, why waste the time, you know?
I'll put up one where it could be like a support group.
Okay, right. Almost Fans of Joe Messina. How's that? Because the other Fans of Joe Messina page was
so
pulled down, too.
Funny. That is so funny. It's a take on only fans, almost fans.
Yeah, right. I just call Almost Fans, right? There was a Twitter page up. I still up, actually. What was it? It was, Parents Against Joe Messina.
Uh-huh.
Right? There was 20 people on there. There's 20-some-odd thousand kids in the district, and they could only get 20 people to sign up. Even, they couldn't even figure out to get fake people to sign up, you know?
But they tried to get people to coalesce against you.
Yep.
And that's what I'm saying, is that I think your advice is absolutely right on. Get informed. Get engaged. Get out there and do something. I interviewed a guy years ago, and he was talking about the percentage of people who were supportive and helpful towards things like the Civil War or the Revolutionary War. A very small number. And now we have a situation where you can lose your job, you can lose your house, you can lose standing in your community. So we have to fight even harder. And I think we have to find those nuanced ways of doing that.
Until we want to fight, we can want to do it, but until we have the stomach to fight, until you have the stomach to look at your kids, and people, very many people are going to find this distasteful because it's Tammy and I operate like this. Until you have the stomach to look at your kids and go, I raised you on capitalism. I raised you because of the jobs that we had. We were able to bring money into this house to be able to do A, B, and C. I raised you with the liberty and the freedom that people died before us under the colors of that flag, allowed me to have the freedom to educate you. And you are teaching your kids that's wrong and that's bad? I'm sorry. I won't even hang around people like you.
We will be back talking about those kind of people.
Yeah,
we'll
be back in a minute. I gotta calm down. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and just stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm sorry. I giggle every time I hear that one. Even though I hear it every night. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time you're hanging out with us. And just being involved. It really is. You know, I always say be involved, be engaged, get informed. I would hope you would do that with just about anything. Yeah. Anything you're getting. I don't care if you're having the... plastic surgery done, you're having your teeth fixed. You should get engaged, you should get informed, right, Sonia?
Yeah, and it just made me think about my mother. My mother was so believing, and this was probably the sign of the times, and we know a little bit better now, but she would go to the doc. She was a hypochondriac who stayed in the doctor's office, and she'd come back happily after a visit, and I go, so what happened? And she'd say, he gave me some pills. I'm like, okay, well, what kind of pills? What were they for, and what's the name of them, and what? She didn't care past that. because it was a, it was about the intention. It was about the, he gave me some pew. And I think that we, information, we live in the most informed, the ability to get more information than in any time in America's history, the world's history. So it's pretty easy to get informed. And you said something earlier.
Probably stupid.
And I,
yeah.
No, it was very, it was about looking into something, and I didn't write that down, but I'm like, most people don't want to do that kind of work. It's easier to turn on CNN or MSNBC or even Fox and take for granted what they're saying rather than, and it does take work to find out who's giving a message that's consistent and turns out correct. That's what, that's one of the, you know, Rush Limbaugh, I'm a huge fan of Rush Limbaugh, and one of the things that he used to say is, you know, I'm correct over 95% of it, you know. And I'd be doggone if that guy wasn't. And it's the same way with Trump. He may say stuff off the cuff. He may say it very rudimentary. But I'd be doggone. I'd be John Brown, as my father used to say, if it did not turn out to be correct. Which is, I don't know why the left doesn't give up at this point, but...
Oh, they don't care. I have somebody close to me that when you're talking with her, or actually, let me put it this way. When she's talking at you, if you interrupt, you know, you have people around you like that.
I know what you're saying.
If you interrupt her because you got something to interject into the conversation, she will stop. And right at the word where she stopped, when you're done, whether it's asking a question or having some input, you know what happens, right? She picks up at the very end of the syllable of the word that she stopped on. Heard nothing you said.
Where have we come?
I don't get it.
Do you remember when the Democrat Party was more... We could fight, but it wasn't personal. It wasn't hate-filled like it is now.
Oh, yeah.
And we all kind of wanted the same thing. We wanted fiscal responsibility. We wanted people to get along. We were talking earlier about the unity, the Martin Luther King Unity Day. We all really wanted a racial equality and for the races to get together. There are several things that I think we as Americans agreed with. We didn't necessarily agree with how to get there, but
right.
At least we agreed on the outcome of what we were looking for. That's been completely changed. So these people who shut you down and shut you up, what I've noticed is it's because they have a different view of America.
Oh, yeah.
And they're hell-bent on getting it, which I'm kind of impressed with. The fact of the matter is, if it weren't so evil, what their outcomes would be, or weren't so detrimental to the American public, it would kind of be impressive.
Well, the process they use is well thought out. It's been used over and over, right? You just propaganda. You keep saying it. You keep saying message over and over again. You and I have both seen those videos where they start multiplying the different news outlets, showing that they're saying the same thing. Almost verbatim. Every one of the news outlets in local news stations across the country, you go, there is no way these people came up with this on their own.
Do you think that they're seeing that? We're seeing the montage of that.
Right.
So we're going, okay, there's something ain't right about this. We can't, even those who can't put their finger on it, and they don't know that this is talking points that comes from on high, they got to know that there's something wrong with it. But, I mean, we know there's something wrong with it. But I don't think that people on the left are seeing those montages. They're not seeing that commonality. So they don't have any reason to question it.
That's a good point. I'll give you that one. That is a good point.
That's because I'm a very sensitive... I give people the benefit of the doubt. That's what
I mean, listen. You know the old joke. I've played clips here before. You got people who could tell you, you know, who's going to win the America's Got Talent or Dancing with the Stars. I mean, they can tell you every aspect of the person's life who's in the dance. They can tell you every aspect of the one who, you know, America's Got Talent and why that person should win. And they can't tell you we have three forms of, we have three divisions of government.
Because that
they can't
means
tell
nothing.
You. Yeah.
That means nothing to them in their social circles. Can you imagine these people going back to their social circles and going, dude, you want to know the three branches of government?
No.
It's not going
to... No, but they should have enough when somebody says, hey, we need to push AOC to shut down the Supreme Court. Yeah, they should pass a law to shut down the Supreme Court. Like, what are you, an idiot? You don't pass the law to shut down the Supreme Court. You don't pass the law to shut down the Senate.
I know,
it doesn't work that way.
And so then, once you inform them, what do? They just feel stupid and they don't care. And
they look at you like you just spoke German to somebody who only speaks
exactly.
English.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. This story just popped into my head as you said this, but when I first got into Hollywood,
yes.
My agent tried to play the race card for me to get a job. And he would tell showrunners that I was black and female. These people literally and verbatim said, tell me how that affects my life. Now, you know, I didn't like the idea that my agent was doing that. I would rather him get a job for me based on my script, my merits,
right.
My whatever.
Yep.
However, the point I'm trying to make is when you call to attention to these really brain-dead people, by no fault of their own, in many cases, that they're idiots, they're saying, tell me how this affects my life. Three branches of government is not going to keep them up at night. It does not. So,
how is it going to... Well, look, okay, so we've had this conversation before, but I just got to do it again. I love it when I'm talking to somebody and it's, you know, I'm just really not involved in politics.
Right.
All right, and I'll go, okay, you were just complaining to me how gas has gone up a half a buck.
Exactly. They don't get that connection.
Thank you.
They don't get the connection. So, I guess so what I'm saying... Is it's one thing to call people out as idiots, but there's another thing. There's a Christian man on the street guy.
I know who you're talking about. I know. Yeah.
He's really good at that. He spends a lot of time with people, and not only does he ask them questions and finds out their faults, you know, not their faults, but how they're ill-minded, and then he spends time with them until he can actually turn them around. I don't have that ability. I don't think you do either.
I think you do.
I know you've done some marvelous work with people.
Look, we're going to have a little love fest here, people, so I don't think you give yourself enough credit. And you know that because I tell you that when we're not on the air. Stop rolling your eyes at me. I'll put you in the corner for 5 minutes or something. But I don't think you give yourself enough credit because you know as well as I do. We've been out of places together. I go to places. They'll talk about you. You know they say, I love the way you approach this. I love the way you approach that. I thought you get people to think, and you may not get them to do it all in one fell swoop.
Right.
Right? But people who are amazed, and some people are going to think I'm just... Look, there are some people that are amazed that a black woman got up in Beverly Hills at a Tea Party event, and they listened to everything you said, where the three white women that got up there and that were angry before you, they gave a speech, were just the stereotypical white conservative Tea Party women that are all over themselves. You got them to listen. So I wouldn't discount those kind of things.
Right. So, and we were talking over the break is that, you know, it's a big pie and we all have our slices.
Yes, we do.
You like blueberry pie?
I love blueberry pie. Can't get it anywhere around here. Somehow Californians are blueberry phobic or something. I mean, so we got to go for break. We got to go top of the hour, by the way.
And when I come back, I really want to talk about blueberry pie.
Really? I love talking about blueberry pie. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Joe. And your recipes for my blueberry pie. We'll be back.
9:46.